Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
From there, and we end up doing often other things like websites and maybe even speaking engagements or brochures or direct mail or other kinds of things.
So you help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and you bring in various resources. You're sort of the nexus of a community of resources that you bring in to help these clients.
That's right. And I also run a program called the Writing Workshop. And for about 5 years, I taught business writing at Harvard Business School and then at the European School of Economics in Italy.
Yeah.
And I took that semester-long course and scrunched it into a four-hour workshop designed for business people.
Right.
And I typically present those on-site to the company.
All right. That's very interesting. George, what are you doing in Houston today?
Well, I'm waiting to go back to the show.
Yeah?
Got some more appointments.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, man. It was...
Was it exciting?
Yeah. I had a good day. I guess it probably attributed to the fact that I do have a niche item, and a lot of people have never seen it, and I actually carried samples with me, so...
Samples are always good.
Once they see it, they... You know, there's not too many corporations or organizations or military or government outfits that don't use awards at one time or another during
right.
the year. So.
Right. So when you met with these buyers, now what? Tell us, give us an example of the kinds of industries that you met with.
Well, initially I met with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She was extremely helpful. Of course, they function a little differently than a lot of corporations do. There's a lot of little more hoops you got to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're already doing government military business, it makes it a little easier for us.
How many hoops were you able to quantum leap by virtue of the matchmaking contact?
Oh, mercy. I mean, I didn't even know this thing existed.
So
I wasn't there at the October meeting.
Yeah.
And because of my relationship with a local SBA development lady here at San Jacinto College.
And, mm-hmm.
They gave me what was called a scholarship to go to this second meeting, and I took advantage of it, not knowing what it was. But
how many meetings did you have yesterday?
I had 5 meetings yesterday.
Wow, that's great.
And each and every one of them were very encouraging. But the last one with Hewlett Packard, is actually productive.
So you think you might get some business directly out of that one?
Yes, sir. I was actually on my way home, and this lady named Claretta Strickland, I believe was her name. She's the head honcho there.
Yeah.
And she actually called me. I was halfway home from Houston, and she set up a meeting this morning, a 45-minute meeting, if you believe that.
Good.
I mean, we only
you.
Get 15.
See, folks, when we talk about this matchmaking stuff, we're not just talking about getting together and having a chat. We're talking about doing some business. John, what did you do yesterday?
Well, I had also 5 appointments set up, and I met with those people. There were a couple of engineering firms, Southwest or SBC Communications, the U.S. Army, and Department of Housing and Urban Development. And then I noticed after my first appointment that there were some people, buyers sitting around with no appointments. So I approached a couple of them.
Wait a minute. You just walked right up and said, "Hi, I'm John. How do you like me so far?"
Well, yes, actually. I discovered that the business matchmaking folks allowed that, in fact, encouraged that. If there were other buyers who didn't have appointments, or maybe their seller hadn't shown up or was late, then they were looking for opportunities to help other people. So
it's a grievous sin for there to be a salesperson standing around buyers with nothing to do and not try to sell them something. I mean, that's like the cardinal sin of the marketplace. You can't do stuff like that. Good for you, John. I'm glad you did that. We're going to be right back with our new friends, George Killingsworth and John Sturtevant. And we're going to talk some more about business matchmaking. Folks, this works. I hope you're paying attention. Billions and billions of dollars going to small business. I hope you're going to try to get your part of that. and the SBA is helping through the business matchmaking events. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with our new friends. It doesn't get any better for me, ladies and gentlemen, than to be able to talk to a couple of my heroes, a couple of small business owners, and have Santana, Carlos Santana, in the background. It just doesn't get any better than that for me. We're visiting with our new friends George Killingsworth and John Sturdivant. They're both small business owners in the Houston, Texas area. They're attending a business matchmaker event in there. They're in Houston that the SBA is putting on, which with a lot of help from HP, and I'm really excited about this because this is a big deal. 23% of every dollar that the government spends has got to go towards small businesses. It's got to be given to small business. And in the past, that business went to small business, but not always. It wasn't always a fair and open playing field. A lot of times, the big contractors got to decide who got what business, and the government is fixing that. President Bush fixed that with the unbundling decree, and the SBA is fixing it by making these venues possible so that small business owners like John and George can go and meet these people. And each one of them had five interviews yesterday. And John, do you think you're going to get some business out of your trip this time?
Well, in fact, I did yesterday.
You already got some?
Yeah, I am scheduled
to. Hey, folks, we're batting 1,000. Both of our guests have gotten business out of this thing. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, the fellow said, gee, I really love what you do, speaking about the writing workshop. Can you come up to Washington, D.C. this week? I thought he was joking, of course. I said, this week? Yeah, we're here. His company has a two-day, I think it's a professional development workshop going on, and he thought that the writing workshop would be a great fit for that. So I'm
great.
Supposed to hear from him today to confirm the details.
Congratulations. Folks, this is not just some exercise in futility. This is not just some seed planting activity, although there are some seeds being planted this week in Houston at the business matchmaking event. But they're doing business. These guys are writing contracts, and we just picked these two guys they just walked down the hall, and we just pulled them out of the hall into the broadcast booth here. we just got two guys at random. I want you to tell our audience how they can contact you in case they'd like to do business with you. George, go ahead. You've got an email address, I think, and a phone number.
Yes, sir. Email is sandcarved, sandcarved, @msn.com.
All right.
And the phone number is 800-426-1107.
Can they order a catalog? Can they give you kind of a catalog to see the kind of stuff that you do?
Be honest with you, instead of catalogs, when we work with people, we send actual samples.
Ah.
We've had problems over the years.
Right.
With the photography of the stuff, you just
right.
can't seem to
it's so
photograph
beautiful.
It.
And, folks, and George's stuff is so beautiful, mere camera technology doesn't do it justice, so we got to send the real thing. That's great. John, how about you? Give us your coordinates, please.
Well, you can learn more online at thewritingworkshop.org.
Thewritingworkshop.org. Okay, now tell us, let's talk about today. What's going to happen today? George, go first.
Well, I've got a surprise request for a meeting this morning. That's from Hewlett Packard.
That's a nice surprise.
They kind of grouped around me yesterday, and that was unusual because mm-hmm. every other meeting I had was with a single individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I was got that call on the way home, and boss lady, she requested a meeting this morning at 9:20.
Are you going to meet some more people besides HP?
I have only one other meeting today at 2:00. It's with a company called Bechtel National.
We've heard of them.
Company. But I'm going to make every effort I can this morning to hook up with a few more people.
Stand around, and if you do like John, if you see somebody who don't have an appointment, just walk up and say, "Hi, I'm George. How do you like me so far?"
Yeah, I think I'll wear one of my plaques around my neck.
That's it.
That might work.
That's it. And make one for John, too, although he doesn't seem like he needs any help. John, what's your day going to be like today?
Well,
Interestingly, I discovered sort of a side benefit. Not only do you get opportunities with the buyers, but with other sellers. And while I was standing around in the lobby area between appointments, of course, I was talking with other people that had seller name tags on, and I have a meeting this morning with one of those folks.
Good. Great deal. Well, before we go any further, I want to make sure people know how to find out about this. Folks, if you go to SBA.gov, on the right, there's a link to business opportunities. When you link there, that will link you to the website, and I think it's businessmatchmaking.com. I believe that's right. Judy, is that right? Businessmatchmaking.com. That's Judy Durant, by the way, in the background there, folks. She helps us put all this together. And businessmatchmaking.com, go there and find out about the schedule, about more about things to do there at these business matchmaking events. Guys, I got 15 seconds each. George, give us a word of wisdom to small business owners out there. What would you like to tell them?
I'd tell you, to be honest with you, I'd like to take the time to tell everybody just how grateful I am to the people with the business matchmaking group, the Rich Morgan, an owner. I mean, these people are just unbelievably helpful. They're everywhere. They stand around and just there to help you, and it's unbelievable.
Thank you, George. John, let me get you in here before we have to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Well, I had a wonderful time at this event. Hewlett-Packard did a great job of helping to host it. They had computers set up everywhere for people to use to get online when they needed to, and I agree with George. The other hosts were exceptionally helpful, and just a free writing tip for business people who are listening, the most
John,
important goal is to be clear in your writing.
Thanks, John. Thanks, George.
Right.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks, SBA. Quick break. It's 29 after. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.